What's up, everybody? Chris here. I'm back for day two of podcasting, so this is my third cast ever. I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot of a restaurant that I just finished eating at, and it's thundering out, and you could probably hear it, and it's raining really hard, and I was like, I should just do this in the car and just, you know, relax for a little bit. Big lightning strike. In today's podcast, audio experience, I wanted to talk about the, not caring what other people think about you. It's really interesting. So at the start of 2017, I started commuting into New York City, and in total per day round trip, I spent about 2.5 hours getting there and going home. An hour there and about an hour and a half back. And it's tough. And at the beginning, I used to be not very patient. Nice loud one right there. And I would get upset a lot. And after a while, I started realizing there's not a lot of things in the world that matter. And, you know, not to sound depressing or anything, but at the end of the day, if you mess up, if there's a mistake, if there's an error, if you piss somebody off, nothing matters. Nothing matters. It's going to be forgotten. It's not going to impact your world that bad unless you commit a crime. The fact that I spend 2.5 hours a day going to and coming home from work, that doesn't matter. I should just deal with it. Sometimes I have to stand on the bus for an hour. Whatever. Nobody cares. And I shouldn't either. So, with that being said, I want to talk about how nobody cares about you, and you shouldn't really care what people think about you. Because at the end of the day, if you're doing something that you really like doing, and somebody has a problem with it, which always happens, I experience it all the time. I'll give you just a straight up example. I do a lot of cool things. I really take pride in the things I do, and I really like working with the people that I work with, and I like to post about it on social media. And when I do that, you know, there's people that probably think I'm arrogant for posting on social media, which I mean they do the same thing, but you know, because I'm here working really hard, making a lot of connections. I could imagine that, you know, people don't really like seeing that sort of success, and maybe some people feel entitled to it. And it's gonna thunder right now. There we go. That was a nice one. And it's, I keep hearing from everyone that you shouldn't care what people think, and that's sort of true. But I just turned 21, so I'm still young. And I don't have a lot of life experience, and I'm only surrounded by so many people. And for somebody to have like negative things to say about me, or things that aren't true, or things that aren't really nice, I take it personally. And even though I should just care about myself. You know, sometimes it gets to me. But what I've realized lately, through commuting to New York City and really putting myself on the line, you know, in terms of testing my patience, I realized I don't care about anything except for the opinions of the people I actually care about, which, you know, are a select group of people, like 10 or less. I keep a really tight circle, and there's just a few people in there, maybe 20, I don't know, that I really cherish the opinions of. So the sooner I realize that I need to stop caring about what people think, that's when I've won. Just to continue that thought about not caring what other people think, I was with a friend recently who, he was telling me a story that I didn't even, prior to this, I didn't even know about this part, but he was recently, accused by a former group of friends for, a terrible thing, like a really, really, really bad thing that nobody would want to be accused of. And I said, God, that's awful. What I was blown away. Like, why are you not fazed by this? Why didn't you talk to me about this earlier? You know? And he said, I don't really care. I'm never going to see those people again. And they could think what they want. It's simply not true. And I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. You have a new circle. You don't need an old circle that's pessimistic and doesn't want to say, hey, did you do this thing? Did this thing happen? If you don't have friends that are good enough to talk to you about something like that, then they're not, and then yet they talk about you behind your back, then you're better off not having them in your life and not caring what they're saying behind your back, because they're probably not going to get anywhere anyway. Just think of it logically. If you spent half the time focusing on yourself that you do focusing on what other people are doing, imagine how much success you can achieve. So the more time you focus on yourself rather than other people, you become a winner. And that's what happens. It's funny, I have another friend who is a fantastic singer, and he's really, really small on YouTube, but he has a song that has recently blown up a little bit. And up until this point, his viewership and subscriber base and listener fan base was very, very small. And now he's gotten a little bit of exposure because this song kind of blew up for him. And he started getting comments of, like, negativity for the first time in his life. People accusing him of, like, auto-tuning and, like, pitch correction and whatnot. And he's like, this is a really good thing because it means I'm tapping into a new audience and they're getting to hear my stuff. This only means good things. I don't care that it's negative. And I'm like, oh, that's right. And here I am, like, defending him in the comments, being like, what are you talking about? This guy's got like a 3-octave voice, man. winning. Charlie Sheen was right. Anyway, thanks for listening.